morning it is. Okay.
In the morning it is. Yeah.
We're on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. He stopped like the last line, so let's go back just a little bit just to refresh what we're doing. All right. So basically, okay. So we're discussing where Rav Papa had said that Abba Shaul said that in order to be chayev for Achilas Truma, Rav Papa said that maybe Abba Shaul says it has to, the Truma has to be both Shava Pruta and it has to have a Shir Kazayas. And then we brought a Brisa that rejected that. And now we're saying that Rav Papa is going to be Hadar, is going to be Chozer from that thing, that basically that Abba Shaul doesn't require both. So let's go back and say Af Rav Papa Hadar Bay. Even Rav Papa was Chozer from his what he said. This on you, the following Brisa. The Pasuk says by Moab Hektesh Vichata Bishkaga, that by Me'ila, the only time you're obligated is if you do it Bishogig. So we learn from there, Prat L'mezid. Comes to exclude if you did it Mezid. If you did the Me'ila B'mezid, you don't bring the carbon. The Gemara says, why do I need to leave the Pasuk? It's a Kavach Omer. V'halo Dinhu, Umar Shar Mitzvos, and all of the mitzvahs I say, like Achilas Chelev or Achilas Dam, for example, well, those are very Chomer Mitzvot, Shechai V'hen Kares. If you violate them, you violate Kares, right? Nevertheless, if you violate them, you're chayiv karas. Nevertheless, poter elahen es hamezid. But if you did it b'mezid, then you don't have to bring a karbon, right? Even if you did it b'shogeg, you have to bring a karbon. If you did it b'mezid, you don't have to bring a karbon. So me'ila she'ebo karas. Me'ila is not as strict because it doesn't get karas. It only gets misa b'dei shemayim. Ein odin shepoter es hamezid. So of course it should be poter. You should not have to bring the karbon to do b'mezid. So I need the pasuk. I can learn that from Kal v'chomer. So Gemara says, oh, no, maybe Misa Deshamayim is more chamor. Basically, trying to figure out is Me'ila more or less chamor than other averos. If it's less chamor, then I need to have a kavah chamor where I need the pasuk. If it's more chamor, then I need the pasuk. So Gemara says maybe Me'ila is more chamor. Lo Me'ima Marta B'Shar Mitzvah Shekein Lo Chiyav Ben Misa Tomer Me'ila Shechayav Misa. Right, Me'ila you have Misa Deshamayim, not just Karis. You have Misa Deshamayim, so maybe it's more chamor. So maybe would have thought that you would be chayav korban even b'mezid. So it comes to the pasuk to tell me Vishkaga Prat Lemezid. So Gemara says, wait a second. This is a 180 degree turn in a brisa from is Karis more chamor or is Mishnei Shemayim more chamor? We have to know that Karis is more chamor, but what's going on with the brisa? Why is it switching back and forth? Originally, he thought that Karis was a more strict punishment. And the end, he says Mishnei Shemayim is more strict. What happened between the one line and the second line? So Amar Lei, so Rav Chiya Bar Avin says back to Rav Nachman, Hachi Chamer, this is what it says. Meaning, everyone knows that Karis is more Chamer than Misa Deshamayim. But what's the Chumra when it comes to Me'ila? Lo Imamart Shar Mitzvos, when it comes to Shar Mitzvos that don't bring a Chamer B'mezid, Shekein Lo Chiya V'hen Misa B'Pachos Mikazayis, they don't have any obligation if you do anything with it, Pachos Mikazayis. If I eat Chelev or Dam, Pachos Mikazayis, I don't have to bring a karbon. Tomer b'me'ila, so you could say b'me'ila has a chumra, right? Shechia b'misa b'pachos mikazayis. If you use pachos mikazayis and me'ila, you would be chayiv misa. So therefore, since we have a chumra by me'ila, maybe because of that chumra, you'd also be chayiv a karbon b'mezid. Kamash will have the pasuk that says b'shkaga prat l'mezid. So the Amr Lei, so Rav Nachman says, "Bat Rechia, Tanuach Dat Chosh Shenachles Daiti." Your mind should be at ease because you put my mind at ease. So Rav Rechia says, "What are you talking about? How did I put your mind at ease? My answer is no good." I don't know why he give the answer if he knows his answer is no good. But he says, "My answer is no good." But Amr Lei, my Nichusa, what my it's a problem. The Rabbi Rav Sheshes Shadu Beinarga, because Rabbi Rav Sheshes threw an axe, literally. Basically, they chopped up this answer. They messed up this answer. His answer doesn't stand, right? Because why? Man Shamasle, at the end we'll figure out how you see that Rav Papa was chozer, that he doesn't hold that Abba Shaul needs both Kazayas and Shavapruta. Well, Amrle, my Nichusa, the Rabba Rav Sheshes Shadabay Narga, they threw an axe on this answer. Uman Shamasle, the Amar, Hezib Me'il Misa, who's the Shita who says that if I'm Moab and Mezid, I'm Chayav Misa? Remember, that's what we started off for. We said that Me'ila, you Chayav Misa. Even Pachos Mikazayis. Well, who's the Shita who holds that Yuchayev Misa when it comes to Moab and Mezid? Rabbi. That's Rabbi. Rabbi He. That's, you know, Rabbi Yudan Nasi says that. The Sanya is learning a Brisa. Hezi B'Mila. If you do it, then Me'ila B'Mezid. Rabbi Omer B'Misa. You get Misa B'Dei Shemayim. The Chum Orin Bazhara. It's a laugh. You get Malchus. Right? So you see that it's Rabbi. Okay, we're going to go through Rabbi. It's going to be Rabbi who we have to be holding like. Rabbi holds that there's Misa. Who my time with the Rabbi? Well, what's Rabbi's reasoning? Amar Rabbi Avahu, Gamar, Chet, Chet, Mitruma. He has a Gzeira Shava from Truma. By truma it says v'shamros mishmarti v'lo yisro lav chet umesu bo ki yichaluhu. And by meil it says nefesh ki timo mal v'chata v'shkaga mikatzei Hashem. So chet. It is chet here, chet by truma, chet meila. We learn one from another. The Chachamim also have this gzeir shava chet, as Rishonim point out, but they learn it out for something else. But chet has the gzeir shava mat truma v'misa. So if you achilas truma yichayev misa. Ach mi'ilu b'misa, so to mi'ilu b'misa. Okay, well then you can't stop there. Well then you have to continue the comparison between truma and misa. Umina ma truma b'chazayis, ach mi'ilu b'chazayis. So you see from there that truma would be with a chazayis, so to mi'ilu be the chazayis. So according to Rebbe, the only one who says that you chayev misa b'mi'ilu is going to say that you're not chayev if it's pachas b'chazayis. Well, then what's the chumra here? We said that. Shar mitzvos, you're not chayiv as pachas b'chazayis. Meila, you are chayiv as pachas b'chazayis. Well, the only one who says you're chayiv misa by meila says you need a chazayis. So that doesn't answer the question. Doesn't answer. That's not the chumrah when it comes to meila because it's not more chumrah because both of them require a chazayis. So here it comes. Umaskif la Rapapa. Rapapa asks, wait a second. Mimai de Rebbe ki Rabbanan tzvilei. Who says that Rebbe holds like Rabbanan, right? Who says that the shear for achilas truma is a chazayis? Maybe Vilma Abashol Svirulay, Dharma Yeshma Shavapruta. Maybe he holds like Abashol, who says you only need a Shavapruta, even if it's Pachas Mikazayas. So therefore, if he would hold that. Right, so if he would hold that by Truma, you're obligated Misa for Pachas Mikazayas, then you can hold by Me'ilo that you're obligated for Misa for Pachas Mikazayas, and then you have a Chumra of Me'ilo over Shari Surim. But the point being is. He says the Adimak Abashal Srilay, the Amr Yesh Bashav Fruta, Afagav the less Bakazayas. Well, wait a second. Vahara Papa, who the Amr Abashal Tarti Bai, didn't Rav Papa say yesterday that Abashal needs both? He says here it seems to indicate that all he needs is Shavar Fruta and doesn't need Kazayas. So, Elish Mamino Hadar Bay. You see from here, the fact that Rav Papa asked this question, Rav Papa is saying, listen, why does Rebbe have to hold like the Chachamim? Rebbe can hold like Abashal because all Abashal requires you is a Shavar Fruta. He doesn't require you Kazayas. Well, that goes against what Rebbe said yesterday, that Abishol needs both. So you see that Rebbe, that Rav Papa retracted from his statement regarding Abishol. So now, basically we have a problem though. So how do you, we're still going back to this price we brought down, that in the beginning it said that Misa B'nei Shemayim, that Karis is more Chomer. Now it says Misa B'nei Shemayim is more Chomer. We tried to give an answer, but there was an axe thrown in that answer. That answer is no good, because who's the one who holds that you get Misa by Mi'ilah b'mezid, that's Rebbe, and you have to get it, you need a kazayis. So we haven't found the chumrah that Mi'ilah has over Shari Surim, therefore we would have a kavah chumrah, why do we need the pasuk? So Gemara says, okay, so mar v'rei d'rava amar hachikamar. This is how you have to answer. It says like this, v'hachikamar. Lo imamar v'shar mitzvos shelo asa behen she'em miskavin ki miskavin. By all other mitzvos, basically by Shabbos, by other mitzvos, the Torah says, ein miskavin, ein miskavin is not the same as miskavin. If I did not have kavana, then I'm potter, as opposed to miskavin. She'em niskavin latoch es hatolosh. Let's say on Shabbos, I had kavana to pull up something that was already detached from the ground, which is a maisa het there. And I made a mistake. The chatach es hamachubar. I ended up cutting something that's mechubar. So I pulled something off. It's a ray over here. Shapater, you're potter from a carbon over here. Tomer b'meila, he's meila is more chamer because she'im miskaven lischamei begizei chulin. If you had kavama to warm yourself up with wool of chulin, v'nischamei begizei ola, and nevertheless by mistake you used wool of an ola, mal, you're still chayev. So you see, meila is more chayev, is more chamer because you have this idea of. Even if you're not miskaving, you're still obligated. And Rav Nachman says it a little differently. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Hachik Amar Lo Imamarta B'Shar Mitzvos by all other mitzvos that there's no karban because Shekain Lo Miskaving Behain Shein Misasik Kimisasik because if you don't make Misasik it goes a little further. He says if you're Misasik it's not the same thing as Ein Misasik. Shein Miskaving LaHagvia Es HaTalosh. If you had kavana to pick up something that's talosh, v'chatach hamechubar shapater, we say that you're pater because masasek is pater by Shabbos and other places. Tomer b'meila shimahoshit yado lekli litol chifetz. If you put your hand into a kli, right, you're masasek. I'm putting my hand into a kli merely to pull out something that's in the kli. It happens to be, unbeknownst to me, that there's kachim oil in there, and now I anoint my hand by putting in there. I'm chayiv. Shemahoshi Yadol Kli Litol Chayfetz Vesach Yadol B'Shemesh HaKodesh Shemal. There's Me'ilah. So you see over here that by Me'ilah there's a Chumrah over Shari Surim. Therefore, I would have learned the Kavah Chomer, and therefore I need a Pasuk B'Shkagot to tell me Prat L'Mezer. Okay. Next. The Gemara is now going back to explain the Brisa that we did on Daf Lamed Beis, right? Right, so Amamar, we learned in the Brisa, Bamedvar Mamurim. When are these words said? We said before that if a Zar eats Truma, if Chum eats Truma on Pesach B'Shogeg, he's still obligated, still has to pay a Karen V'Chomesh, right? When did we say that? That was according to Rav Yosef Glili, because you have to, there's Hanah, and there's something there, or depending upon whether you pay in kind or whether you pay in value. But V'Mafrish Truma U'Chemtziah. It's only if you were separated the truma, and then the truma became chametz, right? That's when you would have an obligation. It was truma first, then became chametz. Aval hifrish chametz truma dire hakol ein kedusha. But if you only became truma after it became chametz, meaning after Pesach, then ein kedusha. Even according to Yosef Glili, it's not kedusha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says. Amar Mar, B'medvar, it's the third wide line. Amar Mar, B'medvar, Mamurim, Divrei Akol Kamar, V'afilum L'man D'Shari Hanos Chametz Pesach Ka'amar. Even according to the Man D'Amar, I mean, Rav Yosef Glili says that Chametz has a Heter Hana, so Chametz has a value on Pesach, and nevertheless, if you were Mafrish Chametz on Pesach to make a Truma, meaning it's already Pesach, you take the Chametz and say, this is Truma, that's not going to work, that's not valid, that's not Truma. That's right? So it doesn't have the kedusha of truma. So the hafrasha is not chal, and therefore the chametz is still tevel. It's still considered tevel. It's not considered truma anymore. That's considered truma. Okay. So Gemara's gonna ask. So we know how nimili. We'll get to that. So we know how nimili. So where do we learn? Where do we learn this that you cannot be mafrish truma mechametz on Pesach? Even because the problem is even the Zaman D'Amar says that chametz is mutarana. So the chametz has intrinsic value. So if it has value, why can't I be mafrish truma? Here we'll learn that you can't be mafrish truma, that's chametz on Pesach. Why not? So Gemara says, because we know immediately Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, right, Reishis Dedroncha v'Tiroshcha v'Yisrecha, Titein Lo. You have to give to him, for his usage, the Lo La'uro, and not for his fire. The only purpose that you can use the chametz on Pesach, according to Yosef Glili, is to burn it. Right? So the point is that when you give chametz, the initial giving of the chametz has to be for the Kohen's, for the Kohen, not for his fire. Titein Lo, V'lo la'oro. Rashi says, Titein lo, b'tshur maksiv reishis tugancha, V'lo la'oro, v'afilu hirui lahesek, ho v'ein hirui l'achila. The initial giving has to be right for him to eat, not just to burn. And according to Yosef Glili, the only thing he can use it for is for burning. So therefore, it's not a valid nesina of truma. So masiv Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua has the following question. We learned in the Mishnah Trumos as follows. Ein tarmin min hatmeya l'tahora. I have two piles, one's tame, one's truma. You can take from one pile and put truma for the other pile. But you can't take from the tameya pile to pater the truma pile. Therefore, what I end up having is all the truma is going to be tameya. Why? Because if I give truma tameya, the Kohen can't eat it. Right? So, but the Mishnah says there, you're not supposed to do that. Bim tarim b'shogeg, but if you did it by mistake, then truma so truma. It is valid truma. The Gemara says, amai, but why? Leim alov lo lo'uro. Well, what's this truma tameya good for? Kohen can't eat it. The moment I'm separating it, the only thing it's good for is for hasaka. But that violates the lima you just said that it has to be for him and lo la'oro. So Gemara says, lema lo lo la'oro. So therefore, if it's lo la'oro, then if you say lo la'oro, then how is this valid? So your lima is no good. So Gemara says, no, there's a distinction between that Mishnah and the case that I brought down about chametz. Lo kasha. Hasam there in the Mishnah and Trumos, Haisa lo shasa kosher, hacha lo haisa lo shasa kosher. There in the Mishnah in Trumos, we're dealing with a case where at some point in time, this Tamei Truma had validity to it. At one point in time, it was Tahar. Before it was Tamei, it was Tahar. At one point in time. In our Chametz case, it was never good. So we've got to figure out what that case is. The Gemara says, Gemara's going to ask in a second what's the case. So Haishalo Shasa Kosher, Rashi says, Shaniris Kfar Truma Kodim Shinitme. It was right for Truma before it became Tameh. V'hadil El B'chametz, The chametz is going to be a case where we never had the shasa kosher. Gemara says, we're reading Gemara before reading Rashi. The chametz, the lo haislo shasa kosher hechidami. What's that case? What's that case of the chametz that doesn't have a shasa kosher? So Gemara says, kegon the achametz b'mechubar. It became chametz while it was still connected to the ground, while it was still on the ground. Aval achametz b'talush, but ein achanami. If it was talush and then became chametz, hachinami the kacha, then it would be considered the same thing. It would have had shasa kosher, and therefore, if you would have, according to Yosei Glili, if you would separate shuma from that, it would be good. So what does it mean? Can go into achametz b'mechubar. So Rashi says, again, it is the fourth wide line. The word the kodem shechal haPesach. Before Pesach was chal, it was mechubar. The hichmitz mechubar, and it became chametz while it was still attached to the ground. This is why most people, on shmur matzah, you try to chop, cut the wheat before it becomes fully ripe. Because the only way it becomes chametz before and when it's attached to the ground is it becomes fully ripe. It's no longer getting any of its nourishment from the ground, and then when rainwater falls in it, it becomes chametz. You know, so it could become chametz. So the kol zman, right? Rashi says the kol zman chiburo, so long as attached to the ground, lo hayaroy lochol shem truma lav. Once attached to the ground, the payment becomes truma. You can only separate once it's detached, right? The rashi is digun chaksev mishen nidagan v'digun lashon asifa v'hamadus b'krihu. It has to be ready to be gathered. So what happens? So it's going to be gathered. It finished, basically finished nourishment. It's completely grown, and now you can't separate shuma for it. But rainwater falls and it becomes chametz. Never had a shasa kosher, but if it is separated, right? It is separated and it's chametz. But nevertheless, before it's separated, I guess before Pesach, then it had a shasa kosher. It has a shasa kosher. Then you can separate shuma for it. So Amalei. Oh, so no, sorry. Let me read it again. The low high sale of shasa kosher hechidami going to ichmitz b'mechubar. So the Gemara asks, aval ichmitz the talosh hachinami the kacha. Is it really going to be that if the tfua was detached and then became chametz, then it is a good truma? So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, in that's true. And he quotes a pasuk in Daniel, b'gezeras irin pizgamo b'mamar kadishin she'ilta. These things were said by the Malachim HaKadoshim, I mean they were maskim to me. I don't know what that's a raya, but he just quoted the apostles. Yes, I'm right. And v'chein morin v'vei midrashik avasi. And also in the base medrash they passed like me. Okay, that's a better answer. They passed like me, but basically saying so. Therefore you find a case where chametz, where you have a case where it was not haisul shasa kosher. If you use that chametz for truma, it's not a valid truma.
What's the case? The wheat
hasn't been attached.
It got wet.
It got wet after it's completely ripe.
Right, so what happens is when I was wet wheat, come there rises.
Comes chametz. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not an agrarian. I don't know exactly what works, but yeah, that's why we cut the wheat before it's fully grown, and we take it before it's fully grown. The Satmar ones, you know, they went to the Arizona and they do all these things. That's why you cut the wheat before it's fully grown, because they're worried that if it's fully grown, it's not taking nourishment from the ground. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know. I don't know the chemical properties of the wheat. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Rav Huna now is the Truma son of Yeshua is now going to bring another makor for this din that Truma Shehufer Shemichamish is not Kaddish. It doesn't work. Right? Rav Huna, the Raider of Yeshua, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says as follows. It says Rashis, right? It says Rashis de Gan Chalat Hiroshcha. Rashis, he learns out, Shiareha Nikarin Yisrael. That the leftovers have to be something that then becomes mutter for Yisrael. Yatztazo, so Chametz is different, She'ein Shiareha Nikarin. Because once you mafish Truma, the leftovers are still no good for Yisrael. Right? Rashi says, De Amakra Rashis. Mashma Shetihehi Rashis. It should be the first. The Ilu Shirayim, the leftovers, Nikarim. What you take over, what you take, the leftovers then become mutter for Yisrael. If you even mafrish truma's chametz, and if you separate truma that's actually chametz, my heter yesh b'shayareha shetehei reishison ose oson shirayin. What heter is for Yisrael that by taking as reishis, I leave over something that's mutter for Yisrael? Ki havu meikara tevel havu, ki havu meikara tevel havu, sharu b'hanav asur machira. When it, originally, according to the beforehand, it was tevel, which is, again, we're in the sheet of Yosef Glilu, says the Chumash, says Mutar Bahana. So originally it's Tevel, which was already, Tevel is Mutar Bahana, but it's Asr Bachila. Hashtanami, so to now, when I take the Truma, what's the story with the Yisrael? Sharu Bahana, Basur Bachila, Mishum Chomets. Ulin Yamai, Havishiraim. So what'd you do? You have to do, separating the Truma has to create a Heter for the Yisrael, according to this drasha. If I separate Truma and Chomets, I haven't increased any Heter for the Yisrael. Before it was Mutar Bar Nan and Asur Bachila. Now it's still Mutar Bar Nan and Asur Bachila. So it didn't do anything. So therefore, it's not a valid truma. That's the limit over there. Okay. So I guess according to this, yes, the
seems that based on it becomes
right. So it's davar shleishal matirin. But I took the truma now.
So the truma. I agree, but the.
But the separating then didn't cause it to become mutter. Pesach ending caused it to become mutter. Yeah, that's what he's saying. So according to Rav Huna Breidri of Yeshua, he doesn't hold like Rav Nachman, and therefore any chametz, this would get rid of your problem. Any chametz, no matter what, whether it was. Chimit hechmit mechubar had a shasa kosher, didn't have a shasa. It actually doesn't get rid of your problem. Your problem is a Messiah's question. But if no matter what, when it became chametz or not, it doesn't make a difference because chametz cannot become. It has to be, the separating has to create a heter for has to create a heter for Yisrael. So therefore, it's different than the case. It's different than the case of ain tormi mitmeya l'torah. I guess because over there, if you separate the tmeya for the Tahoro, you have a Shasa Kosher. It has the Heter for Yisrael, because what's left over is now Mutar for Yisrael. So that would be valid. No, you have to wait till it's finished. You have till it's Chayiv and Truma.
What is the Chayiv and Truma? Right away. You can't allow it to grind it.
It's not right away. It has to be Roy Ligorian, Rashi said. It
has to be harvested.
It has to be harvested.
Right, but you don't wait a few days until you make it into dough and then right?
You shouldn't do it right when it's in the dough. Any mitzvah you should do right away.
Oh, you don't mark it's challah?
It's challah, that's something else. That's challah. Challah is different. Okay, so, I don't know. Next. Now the Gemara is going to talk about.
You can eat dough because the truma has to be something that's right for the right to eat. And dough is not.
No, he can cook it. It has to be mutter ba'achila. Not, it doesn't have to be roi la'achila. It has to be mutter la'achila. I can take the dough and bake it, and I can eat it.
I'm assuming it's just as good to do that versus giving him the wheat versus just saying, "Well, give me today, but I'm making the dough now to get dough." Is that prefer?
I don't know what the preference is. Are you looking up the questions?
The Chabad side here, may ferment and become chametz even though it's still.
It can do it. Okay, so they claim that's what happens. That's exactly why they cut it beforehand. That's exactly why they cut it beforehand. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to start talking a little bit about juices that flow from grapes that are tamei, and they're going to basically use this because they're going to quote our Braisa later on. A Braisa that we quoted on Lamed Beis is going to be quoted. Yosef Rav Acha bar Rav Ava kamed Rav Chisda. So Rav Ava bar Ava is sitting in front of Rav Chisda. The Yosef Amar Mishmed Rav Yochanan, and he said the following in the name of Rav Yochanan: Anavim shenitmu. I have grapes that became tamei. Okay, now I want to get wine out of these grapes. So what do I do for the juices? I want to get the juice out without the juice becoming tamei. Right. So we're going back a little bit to our Tumah V'Tahara stuff that we did a couple of weeks ago. So Amar Mishmed Anavim shenitmu darchon pachos mikabetsa. The Yenon Kashil and the Sachim. What I do is I press each grape individually, because it's smaller than a kibetza, right? That each time that I press the grapes, they're less than a shear kibetza, and then the wine that comes out is kosher from the Sachim. It's even kosher, it's not tummy at all. You can even use it on the Mizbeach. Because it's not tummy. Why? Because basically food cannot be metame other ochel unless it has a shear of a kibetza. So the food itself, the wine, is not a shear of kibetza. So even though it's now touching the juice that's flowing out, it cannot be metame the juice because it is pachos mikibetza. It doesn't have a shear to be metame. So kashul, right, so I press this grape, press that grape, press this grape, because each grape is smaller than kibetza. So pachos mikach, right? So alma kasava. Wait a second. But the question is though. Well, coming on, what do you view the juice inside the grape? Is it part of the grape? if it's part of the grape, if just you have different parts of the grapes, then we touch the grape is tamei, the juice is tamei. Or do we say, no, that the juice is miklat pumpkin? It's just like contained in there in like a container, and it's a separate identity from the grape. So Alma Kasavar, he must hold that since you can get the juice out without the juice becoming tamei, mashkin mithkad pikide, right, that the juice is considered contained, it's like a picadon inside there. It's not part of the fruit. It's a separate entity from the fruit. So the aim is kametame. So at what point in time are the mashkim roy to become tame? L'chisachit lehu, when they squeezed out. Only after they squeeze out and they come out of this protective shell are they then susceptible to tumah. And then l'chisachit lehu lesser l'shiure. And when they are squeezed out, the grapes don't have enough of a shear to be mitama them. Because ochel cannot be mitama achirim if it doesn't have a kabetza. Let's see Rashi again. Rashi here. He says, kasaber mashki mitka pekide. Mufkadin hei mitoch hazag. They're contained inside. The ena chibur lo el kamisha nostim l'kbekli. They're not considered attached to the grape. It's just like they're inside a utensil. Ukeshenitma hazag. So when the fruit becomes tame, lo nitma mashki klal. We also must be dealing with a case. Well, I guess whoever touched the grape and he's squeezing is not touching the touching the grape is not touching the wine when it comes out. It's not being touched by anything tummy. It's not the same thing. It's not considered ochel, and therefore it doesn't become tummy when the grape becomes tummy. But tumas mashkin nami lo nitmu, and it doesn't get tumas mashkin. Even though a mashka can become tummy bekolshu. The lo have a shame mashka lav mi olam. It doesn't have a shame mashka inside. It's not a mashka yet because it didn't come out. It's not juice. Okay. The ain siruf chaverim, and one grape is not going to be mechaber with another grape because what's inside this grape didn't touch what's inside the other grape. If I just press one grape at a time, it'll be no problem. He says le'emus mitamu. When did it become tamu the mashkim? The chisat l'kuhu v'neschatim nogim l'chol zagim yachad. And then all of the what flows out touches the other grapes. The chisaket l'hu less l'shiura de'em b'zagin kebetsa leisam tuma apachas kebetsa darach. What happens is if I squeeze this grape out into here, it doesn't touch anything else. And now that's done. I squeeze another grape out. Put the juice together. So at no point in time is the juice touching anything that's a kebetsa. So the Gemara says, yes, but you're saving a lot of money because otherwise the grapes are gonna, otherwise you're not going to have wine out of these grapes, right? You spent all the time harvesting the grapes and something that become tamei, and now you got a way to save the wine. Now the Gemara says, ihachi, if this is the case, that the truth that you need a kebetza in order to be tamei, so why does he say that you should use a less of the kebetza? You can even use grapes that equal the size of a kebetza because. If everything equals the size of a kebetza, the second you squeeze out, well then you're squeezing out a certain amount, the grapes no longer have a kebetza. It's smaller. So why am I going lower than a kebetza? Theoretically, this could work even if the size is a betza. He says, Ihachi kebetza nami, ditnan, dahatnan. We have a Mishnah in Taharas that says as follows. Tamei meis, somebody who's tamei meis, I guess anyone who's an av, right? Tamei meis, shesochat zesim va'anovim kebetza mechuvenes. If he squeezed out zesim, you know, olives or grapes, that are exactly a kebetza, right, tahorim. What comes out from them is tahor. Obviously, the tamei guy is not touching the what's coming out. Maybe he's pressing it with a piece of wood. He's pressing it away, he's not touching it. But nevertheless, he's squeezing it out. It's still considered tamei. Because why? When the first tipa of oil or of wine comes out, that diminishes the size of the grape or the olive, to below a kebetza, and therefore can't transmit the tumah into what came out. So why does Rav Yochanan say you should use a less than a kebetza? The Mishnah Torah says you can use an actual kebetza, right? So Gemara says, no. Hasam, over there, the Ovid Hacha Lichatchila, right? No, sorry. Hasam, the Ovid. Hacha Lichatchila, Dilma, Gizera Dilma Aslan, maybe Yotzim Kebetza. No, really, ain't a chanami. You can use a kebetza. The difference of the cases over there in the Mishnah in that case was talking about was somebody did it. Bidi Evitz, somebody did it, okay, fine. He did it, it was a beitza, it's not a problem, didn't transmit the tumah. Here, Rabbi Yochanan's coming, lichatila, what should I do? Well, lichatila, what should I do? Make sure it's less than a kebetza. Because what's going to happen? You always worry that you're not going to measure exactly. So if I'm always careful to make less than a kebetza, so if I make a small mistake, yeah, it's a beitza, not a problem. But if I take exactly a kebetza, then if I make a mistake, it becomes more than a kebetza, then I've ruined the whole thing, because everything will become tamei. Right? Right, the third wide line in Rashi. Hasam di avid ka amar shasachat. He did it. Aval hacha bival limlach ma yase. Name a leg deruch pachas mikabetza. Do a little bit less than mikabetza. Aval kabetza lo. Dilma asla mevi yos mikabetza kol shehu. Bichayotza tipa rishona. When the first drip comes out, a dayin yesh ba ocha kabetza. The fruit, the grape will still have a kabetza. Benitme satipa. That drip will then become tamei. Because zeres umus aris b'mashkin, and then it'll go back and be metame the other food items, and that will be the other liquid. The rest of the liquid will become tame. So that becomes a problem. One second. Okay. So amalei rechizda. So basically, you have over here is that Rav Yochanan says you squeeze out the grape, whatever smaller than a bean, to squeeze it out, and the wine doesn't become tame. So rechizda says that's impossible. So amalei rechizda. Man says lach Rabbi Yochanan Raveich. Who's in the middle listen to you in Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe? The chitumah shaben hinichan halcha. The wine is inside the grape. The grape is tamei. The wine is tamei inside. Why? Because amakas savar. So where did the tumah go? So amakas savar mashkin mivla bli. Mashkin are considered swallowed up in the grape, meaning they're one and the same. If the grape is tamei, the wine is tamei. The entire wine is tamei. Oh, so you can squeeze it. Doesn't matter. It was tamei before you started. It depends on what you hold, how you view the wine inside the grape. Amakasavar, Mashke Mivliya Bli, the cave of the Ibnuli Uchla, and once the Ochel, the grapes were Tamei, Itamali Mashkin. The Mashkin are also Tamei. So Gemara says, wait a second. But Amralan, basically, right away we have a question. So what does he do with the Mishnah that we just quoted in Taras, where you have the Tamei maid squeezing out the grapes, and they're not Tamei because it doesn't. So Amralan, the Atlo Tizbra, you don't hold the Mashkin Mivkap Kidi, you hold the Mashkin as Mivla Bli, it's not Mivkap Kidi. Mivkap Kidi means it's separate. Right, it's separate entity. Mivlabli means it's the same entity. So mivka pekidi, you have to hold this mivka pekidi. It's clearly not the same part as the grape. The hatna, didn't we just learn the Mishnah we just quoted? Tamimes sheshaka zesiv anavim mikuvenes kabetsa tahorim. They're tahor. So what? Let's figure it out. Iya mar bishlama mivka pekidi. If we say that the grapes inside are a separate entity, then the grape the wine inside is a separate entity than the grapes. I understand how it can be tahor when it comes out. Mishum Haki Tahorim, because it wasn't tummy inside. Just be careful when it comes out that the tummy mace doesn't touch it, and also be careful that you squeeze only kabetza and less, and therefore the food doesn't touch it. It becomes tummy. It stays tahor. Eliyah Mark Mivla Bli. But if you say that the wine inside the grape is considered part and parcel of the grape, then who cares? Kabetza, less the kabetza, squeezing, not squeezing it. It's tummy to begin with. Mivla Bli Amai Tahorim. Why are they tahor? What? Even when they're inside the grape, they're already they have a tummy status. So what's this Mishnah telling us? If you say Mivla Bli, this Mishnah goes against you. So what are we going to do? We're going to reinterpret the Mishnah. So Gemara says, no. Elmer Lei, Rav Chizda says to him, Hacha b'mayaskinan, what are we talking about here? Ba'anavim shelo hukshiru. These anavim, are because, what happens? You have the tamei mace squeezing the anavim. So therefore you think that the anavim are tamei. But no, what happened here? The grapes never became wet. So when the tamei mace touches them, they're not hukshal kabel tumah, so therefore they're not tamei yet. Food items only can get tamei if they become hukshal kabel tumah from this one of the seven liquids. So what goes on here? But anavim shelo hukshiru, they're not hukshal kabel tumah. So le'emas mitkashri, when do they become hukshal kabel tumah? Lechisachit lehu, once you start squeezing them and the liquid inside comes out and touches it, that's when they become hukshal kabel tumah. And what happens? Chisachit lehu, and then when you do squeeze them, okay, when you do squeeze them, and they're only a kazayas size, now they're less than a kazayas. They don't have the shear. When you squeeze it, the size diminishes. They have less than a kibetza. Okay, so therefore they're not nitma. So they themselves, they can't be metame. So they themselves become tame when the tame guy touches it. But they can't transmit it to him because everything's happening, you know, simultaneously. Let's see Rashi inside. Right? He says, he suffit lehu lesa lishiure. Ukishinogeya ba'ochel hanogav, right? When do they become tamei? Kisachilu les lishira. When he squeezes them, they don't have the shear. Ukishinogeya ba'ochel hanogav. And now when he's touching this wet grape, v'dochohu al tachas hamaduch ein b'han shear kedei lekabel tuma. They don't have the shear to be kabel tuma. The grapes themselves don't have a sheet of kabel tuma. So even when he touches them, they're not bekabel tuma because they're too small. Yes, beforehand they were the right size. But what happens is he squeezes them. Then they become hukshal kabel tuma. Now they can be kabel tuma, but they're too small. But make sure he's squeezing them now with his hands because then he's touching the mashkin. And the mashkin can be kabel tuma even less than a kibetza. So that's what happens over here. As long as you don't.
But if you squeezes them, then it becomes less, then the size of it becomes less than a kebaya.
It doesn't have the volume of a kebaya. It's exactly kebaya because what's contained inside is
exactly
the juice. Right. That's what the bright Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, right. The Mishnah case is a kebaya. Okay. So he says, so what happens? When I squeeze it, before I start, it's not, can't be mekabel tuma because it wasn't come wet. It's exactly kebaya. The guy comes, takes it, and he presses it, and he squeezes it. So what happens? Now liquid comes out. It's hooks mekabel tuma.
But
now it's not a shear. So it can't be mekabel tuma anyway. Just as long as he doesn't touch the liquid, it's fine. So therefore, I can still hold that it's mifkat kidi. And the reason why this wasn't tummy to start with is because the grapes weren't tummy to start with because it wasn't hukshel kabel tumah. So Gemara says the ilo tema hachi, because if you don't hold like me, Rav Chizkiya now says that I'm right that the fruit, the juice inside is considered as if it's part of the fruit, right? The ilo tema hachi. What about the following brisa? This is why I brought this down because there's a brisa we quoted in Daf Lamed Beis. Hadisanya, we had a price that says, Halamaze Dome. What is this similar to? Litrumas tutin, the truma berries, va'anavim, shenitma, she'ein lo balo heter achila, below heter hasaka. You can't do anything with these because they're not meant for burning, they're not meant for eating. You can't do anything with them. Because ha heter achila nami ispe. There is a heter achila. According to you, what can you do? The boy darch lu pachas pacham nikabetza. According to you, there is a way you can eat these. Squeeze them out less than a kebeya, and the fruit and the juice inside is fine. Because you hold that it's mitkup kidi. Obviously, this Bryce is not holding mitkup kidi because he says there's no heter achila. Okay, he says isbe the iboy darichlu pachos mikabetsa. So therefore, what are you talking about? It definitely can become. It definitely has a heter achila. Only way it doesn't have a heter achila is if you say that it's mivlabli. If you say mitkup kidi, it would have a heter achila. So Rav says no, that's not a raya. Because it's a chash. It's a gzera over there. The reason we don't use it is a gzera de rabbanon. It says gzera in achanami. It can be done. But gzera dilma asi behu lidei takala. We're worried that if you allow there to squeeze the fruits, to leave the fruits in there, to squeeze them later, you may come to eat the fruits. Right, Rashi says lidei takala takala because you darchon shema yochal behem. Because when you squeeze them, you may eat them. So you're right. In achanami. I hold that it is. Mifkot kidi, and therefore theoretically I could squeeze them out one by one and eat it. We made a gzera not to, because when you're squeezing out berries, the possibility is distinct that you're going to start putting them in your mouth, and then it'll become a problem with eating tummy stuff.
Usually, wine grapes are not really edible.
They're edible. Okay, so Gemara says Amrale Abaye. So Abaye says to Rava, Umichai Shilin Takala. Are we really concerned? I'll bring you proof that we're not concerned for this. Your concern was that you're going to leave over these things to squeeze out, and you're concerned that when you squeeze them out, you're going to start popping them in your mouth. So you're cautious for Takala. Rabbi says, are we really concerned about this Takala? Batan, we have a brice that says, Madlikin v'pas u'b'shemen shal truma shenitmes. Right? I can keep this truma that became tame, whether it's oil or whether it's a sort of bread, I can keep it around and use it as firewood, as oil. The thing is, though, you know for a fact that you don't use it all in one time. You don't use it all in one time. So what you're doing, you're keeping this tamei truma in my house. Choshish for takala. Maybe I'm going to eat it. Maybe I'm going to use it for something else. So the Gemara says, Amar Leis. Rav says, look, there's a difference. There's a difference of how you store the items. Amar Rava, pas zarek lebein ha'itzim. In order to use this pas, you're supposed to throw it amongst the other firewood so that the pas becomes disgusting. It becomes gross amongst the wood, so you're not worried about the takala. And shemen shel truma rami lebeklimos. What you do with the shemen, you're supposed to put it in a disgusting kli, that you won't use it for anointing. But by berries and stuff like that, I guess if you're going to use it for squeezing, you're not going to put it in something disgusting. So there's a takala, so that we're worried about. But the other things that you wrote down about, you're right, I'm not concerned about takala. Yes, we are concerned about the takala, but if you have a way to avoid it, like these cases, that you make sure that you put it in and do it in a way that you're not going to have a problem with it. So I just want to ask, the Tosfos asked the question, which is, it's a big, big question. All right, we see it over here, right? Look at Tosfos La'emas. Tosfos says, Mikan makshir v'inatam l'peirish ha'kutrish, right, the peirish to koshuhu makabal tumah min ha'Torah. Basically, what was going on here, as we said, the whole thing going on here is that the case was that the anavim were not hukshul l'kabal tumah. And therefore, when they were hukshul l'kabal tumah and you squeeze them out, they'll pachas from the shear. But Rashi holds throughout Shas that in order to be makabal tumah, you don't need a shear kebetz, so it's koshuhu. So what'd you do here? What happened here? Who cares? Yeah. Right. So mikan machshav in the time of perish akuntros, the perish the kosher mekabatum in the Torah. The ha for because over here mechinafik min eporta mitkshiri. It wasn't hooks of kabotuma. A small amount comes out. It now became hooks of kabotuma. Umiyami kabotuma. So then the grape should be kabotuma. If you can be kabotuma even by the smallest amount, so the second the first juice comes out, touches the grape, even if it's less than the kabet, doesn't matter. It's hooks of kabotuma. The tummy mace is touching it. And you, Rav Kizda, hold that what? That it's mivlabli, so everything inside becomes tummy also. So what'd you do? Everything's still tummy. Again, mikan maksha vino town, the parish akuntras. The perish the kosher mekabotuma min Torah, the ha mechinafik minei porta mitkashri umiyam mekabotuma kol hanishar the mashim mivlebli, because you hold mashim mivlebli. According to Rashi's shita throughout Shas, this doesn't answer the question. So there are two answers given. Apparently, Rabbi Yonatan and it's Rashi throughout other places in Shas holds that mida oraisa food items are mekabotuma even pachas mekabets even by kosher. So what happens here?
This whole thing doesn't make sense.
Because what happens? You squeeze out the grape. Wait, the grape is not hooks of kabotuma. The tummy mace guy comes and squeezes out the grape. A small amount now touches the grape. It's hooks of kabotuma. It's being touched by tummy. So the grape is tummy. And all the juice is contained within there. So it's all tummy also. What's going on? So the Harav Yosef Teretz, Rav Yosef answers, the afa pisha ocha makabotum pachas gebetza, a makabot hefsher mi pachas gebetza. No, what's going on over here is that he changes that. He says that you're right. Ein Hanami Rashi says that food items can be makabel tumah with pachas mikabetsa, but they only become hooksher makabel tumah with the kabetsa. So what happens here? I squeezed out, and there's less of a kabetsa of juice in that, so it never becomes hooksher makabel tumah. So it never becomes tummy. That's what Tosas answers. There's a Rabbeinu David and a Ramban and a Maram Chalava. They all answer differently. They say that once the grapes are squeezed, and the food and the juice begins to flow out, it's no longer considered mivlabli. Now it's separated. It's no longer considered mivlabli. That's because, therefore, even though the grapes are now hokshel kabatuma, the wine inside does not become tum anymore. The Maram Chalav has a great language, says it's like a faucet that's turned open. Once you turn the water on, the water is no longer in the pipes. It's coming out. So you're right, Ein Hanami, when the grapes inside, they're part and parcel of the same thing. But now what happened, I started to squeeze, and the juice is coming out, now it's Mifka Piti. Because you look at what's happening, right now it's a separate entity. So it's a separate entity, so therefore the juice is inside, and not because. So you're right, Ein Hanami, the grape itself can become tummy, less than a shear, but it's not going to be metame anything inside, because everything's inside is separate. It's not considered a separate entity anymore. Okay. It's just a nuance over there. We'll stop over here by the Gufa. Everybody have a wonderful day.